For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today I'm continuing the meditation of the great servant of God, the Abbot of Salem, Dom Prosper Garanger, in his liturgical life, where he's talking about Sunday's Gospel and the flock of Jesus Christ, his church. What a wonderful thing it is to belong to his church, his flock, the flock that he cares for. He's the shepherd. He's the good shepherd, and he has laid down his life for his sheep. So we don't realize the exalted calling we have. And like always, Dom Prosper Garanger always exults, and if I may say, triumphantly in the church. We don't have to be afraid in these days, my dear friends. Even though the church is badgered and persecuted and maligned and everything else, we know that's what they did to Jesus. No matter what they do, we know the church is going to last until the end of time. It is the church of Jesus Christ. It is his church. And we are his followers. And we are exalted, as you will see in this meditation by Dom Prosper Garanger, as his people, the people of God, the mystical body of Jesus Christ. There's no greater vocation. That's why I started off today, where your heart is, there is your treasure. So we're here at early Mass, and we're here because we believe. We believe in Jesus Christ, and we believe in his church. And it's the most wonderful blessing we could ever have. Nothing on earth, according to Dom Prosper Garanger, is so great, nothing so exalted as the princes of the church, the leaders of the church, the pastors of the church, the pastors appointed by Jesus Christ. They are to continue to the end of time, governing his church. Jesus promised that. Behold, I am with you all days, even till the end of time. Let us not suppose that the Christian people are either devoid of dignity or greatness. The Christian people carry civilization with it and the true notion of God and of the supernatural life of man. We see this in the world today. Where else is truth expounded, the truth for life and the truth for the dignity of the human person, except in the Christian people, promoting the commandments of God, promoting the teachings of the Gospels. As always in the old days, we know how even the great Roman civilization was conquered by the blood of the martyrs. As they said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. So many hundreds of thousands of martyrs dying conquered Rome. And we see the same will happen in these days. No matter how many they kill or destroy or malign or imprison, the church will advance. And Don Garanger tells us again, barbarians were defeated. Paganism was forced to give way to the church. Even Greece and Rome laid down their own code to adopt the Christian code based on the gospel. Even great leaders of large nations, when they saw the Christians coming, they fled. If you remember in the Old Testament, we saw that the enemies of the Israelites, when the Israelites were holy and good, they feared them. And when they knew the Israelites were idolatrous and doing all kinds of disobedience to the commandments of God, they attacked them because they knew that God was not with them. And so the Christians, baptized in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, blood and water through the Holy Spirit, the church is strong supernaturally. Of course, it's guided by God, by the Holy Spirit. This is the superiority given to the church, to all those baptized Christians in the various nations in the world. The great dignity, St. Peter tells us in his epistle. You are a chosen generation, a kingly priesthood, a holy nation, a people purchased, a purchased people, that you may declare his virtues, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we are a chosen people, a holy people. And great is the dignity of the Christian, even in the infallible church teaching. The church's authority appeals to the people. That is a truth which has been received everywhere, always, and by all, St. Vincent Lerin says. So whenever a church doctrine is defined, the Holy Father uses that phrase. Everywhere, always, and all, by all the people. It's always been believed by the people, because the people have the grace of God and the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. So when all and everywhere believe in something, then the church proclaims it. In matters of faith, even hostile nations, we see how they are one and the same great family under their pastors. Even warring countries, because of the faith, they are one with their pastors and with the Holy Father. Jesus' grace has given the grace of heroic virtue to his people. And we see this especially in the protection of the pastors. Pastors are duty-bound to die for... A pastor is duty-bound to die for his flock. Throughout the history of the church, we know, as Don Garinger tells us, how many pastors have died for their flock. It is a duty. It's not something extra. That's what they're supposed to do, because they're supposed to imitate Jesus Christ and all the apostles who died for the faith. Greater love than this no man has than he lay down his life for his friends. Even canonized saints, as we will see, are reverenced in the church. The Holy Fathers and the Holy Father and the cardinals bow their heads before the statues and before the tombs of those who are to be canonized. Even little children who are just newly baptized are honored and revered wholly. And we know at Holy Mass, when we have a high Mass with incense, we know not only are the ministers incense, but also the people, because the people are holy. And the incense, in a way, honors them and also reminds them that they are to be holy and to be pure as they are in the congregation praying to the Holy Mass. So we see what a great honor it is to be a Christian. Even at death, the Holy Church honors the body of the dead with, again, the incensation of his body as he's being carried out into to be buried. And like Moses, who said, there is no other nation so great as Israel. So we can say in this world, there is no other peoples as great as the Christian people. So in these difficult times, my dear friends, let us not be weak and afraid, because we belong to a church that has withstood 2,000 years of persecution, 2,000 years of hatred from our enemies. And down the road, of course, during those 2,000 years, we've converted many of our enemies. And we hope to do that even today, either by our good works and our prayers, to convert our enemies so that they too can belong to the Church of Jesus Christ. Because as Jesus told us in Sunday's Gospel, he wanted all that they all may be one as thou, Father, in me. So we want all to become part of the great Church of Jesus Christ, the flock of Jesus Christ, where Jesus is the true shepherd. And therefore, we want all to join and to be with his church. Because, as we know, only those who follow Jesus Christ will be saved. He is the Lord and Master. He has laid down his life for his sheep. and he wishes all to be saved, to be in his kingdom for all eternity. This is why Our Lady came to Fatima, to bring all souls to the kingdom of her Son, souls to be saved in heaven. And she prayed, she asked us to pray and sacrifice so that souls would be saved. And that's what we need to do in these very difficult times. If we truly believe in the treasure that we have as Roman Catholics, as Catholics, then we'll do all we can to make others believe too, so that they too can be saved and live eternal life with Jesus and Mary and all the saints and angels. So this is what we pray for, this is what we wish, and this is what we thank God for, our wonderful Catholic faith and our wonderful Catholic heritage. May the Lord bless you.